This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
One day I went to collect the mail, and there was a letter in there that I was scared to open. So I pulled everything out of the mail slot, set it on my counter, looked through everything, but this particular letter, it just sat there for a while until I could work up the courage to open it. I could tell from the handwriting it was from a relative. And I had assumed, because Thanksgiving had been so awkward, she was basically telling me, Jen, no one wants to hear what you have to say. Keep your opinions to yourself. And that's the opposite of what I found inside. She and I see the world very differently. And when we were talking about some of those things at Thanksgiving, I just felt like it didn't go well. I felt like I didn't represent God well. I thought of all the things after the fact that I had wished I'd said. Because isn't that the way conversations go, right? And instead, what she said was, Jen, I'm so pleased with the way that you conducted yourself. I know things were kind of tense, but I think that you're where you are in life because of your faith. And she's not someone who shares my faith. And so it's a huge compliment that she would see that, because I felt like I just did a disservice to God. Like I messed it up, and these people don't want anything to do with the God that I know. And yet what I found was the opposite. Because God doesn't waste things. He can make some kind of message come out of our mess. As we head into Thanksgiving, I would love to pray that for you, because I wonder if you have some relatives where things get awkward. You don't see things eye to eye, and there's been some arguments in the past. And so you're gearing up wondering, is this just going to be a repeat of previous years? Heavenly Father, it is a privilege, an absolute privilege. You include us in your family. You say that your family are those who do the will of God. You give us the strength to be able to do that. It's not in our own. We can't love people well in our own strength, and we sure can't love difficult people well in our own strength. But you demonstrated that you loved us and we're difficult. And so because of that, God, would you shine through us as we gear up to spend time with people, friends, family, even as we are out at the store and we're encountering a lot of stressed people. Help us to be lights to them. Not let the little stuff get to us, the long lines, the crowded parking lots, the comments at Thanksgiving dinner. Would it be you who shines brightly in us? We can love because you first loved us. God, in places where there have been friction in previous years over silly things, maybe even significant things, God, I pray that you would help us to let those go, not hold people's past against them, because we don't want people to hold our past against us. We pray that in place of that, there could be healing in Jesus' name, that you would give us the words to speak over delicate situations, because God, you speak words to us every day. You have a fresh word for us. You don't waste any of the experiences that we've gone through. You don't have leftovers. Would this season be a new opportunity for us to see you at work in some new ways? We give thanks because of who you are, what you've done, and what you'll continue doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.